This, sort of unfortunately, is the soundtrack of my Barcalite evening. I'm sitting at a restaurant called the Kerala Coffee House. Kerala is the state that Barcala is in, on the very southwestern tip of India. And, I just realized I'm at the very bottom of Asia. That's pretty cool. I mean, still attached to the mainland. Anyway, and I'm looking out at the Arabian Sea. I'm on a cliff side, which is lined with restaurants and shops selling way too much Tibetan crap, even though Tibet is very far away. And lots of Gujarati and Rajasthani stuff. Gujarat and Rajasthan are two states that are in the northwest of India. And they're, Gujarat not so much, but Rajasthan is very firmly on the tourist route. So I don't think that there are Rajasthani and Gujarati locals selling, transplants I mean, selling this stuff. I think it's locals who imported the stuff here because that's what most tourists to India see. And so they brought the stuff here where some tourists have been coming. That's just a guess though. The reason that the soundtrack isn't all that pleasing to me is because what you can't hear is the sound of the ocean crashing onto the shore at the bottom of the cliff, where I think it's Papanisham Beach is down below, about 50 yards. And if the music weren't playing, you'd be able to hear it. But, you know, music, restaurants, atmosphere. We all know what that's like. One of the great things about Varkala is that all the restaurants get fresh fish every day, and not a ton of it. They get enough that anybody who comes in can get a fresh fish. You can see them displayed on a table under a light. They're all sort of glistening and wet, and but they don't have too many, so you don't get that, you know, well, from my reference point, NYC Chinatown glut of fish that are generally lying on their sides, gasping from the lack of water, asphyxiating slowly on the air, in dirty water. And like a couple inches of it, not here. So far I've had barracuda, which was awesome. Really good, I've never had it before. Butterfish, which I don't think I've had before either, and was okay. And now waiting for tuna, which of course I've eaten plenty of times, but this would be a tuna steak, which comes with salad and French fries for 150 rupees. That's about just a little over $3. About $3.15. And, well, for freshly caught tuna steak, yeah, we all know a little over $3 is pretty damn cheap. Barcala is seriously chill, and it may be even more so because it's the end of the season here. And it's a pretty, it's a relatively new spot for Westerners to come anyway. And not only Westerners, there are Indian tourists here too, but in any case, for tourists to come to. An Ayurvedic doctor today told me that it's only been maybe about 7 years that tourists have really been coming to this area. And I have to say, it's pretty comfortable. Everything you need is here on the cliffs. But the shopkeepers aren't aggressive, seriously aggressive, to make it unpleasant, because you have to walk a up and down this cliff path to get anywhere else. And the beach is beautiful. Really, really soft, clean sand. And just enough roughness and tumble to the surf to be a little bit frightening sometimes. There also come some strong currents. Barkla is considered to have the most dangerous beaches in Kerala. But maybe it's a good time to come because they're not that bad. Not in my experience. And of course I stay within the flags, looked after by the blue-suited lifeguards. Oh, is it here? Okay.
You didn't finish your story.
I never finish. I'm always writing.
When you finish, you tell me the climax.
Tell you what?
Climax, last scene.
The climax? You want to be in the climax of the story? Yeah. It's interesting being the solo woman in India. Lots of flirtation. I came here for dinner last night. This is where I had the butterfish, and I had the same waiter. And they know me as the writer and the photographer. So now I'm about to dig into my tuna, which is in a tomato butter garlic sauce. And lots of bones. This is going to be interesting. Bon appetit to me and to you. Yeah, I'm eating.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's good.